Iraq's crude oil reserves are among the largest in the world, but you wouldn't know it from the long lines at gas stations all over the country. During the war, British and American forces were able to secure the vast oil fields quickly, but they weren't able to stop the looting and the sabotage of company offices and installations. Now, Iraqi oil production is severely limited. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Basra in southern Iraq.
Before the war, Iraq pumped about 2.5 million barrels of oil a day. Now the production is just a trickle, less than 200,000 barrels a day. All of it is being used domestically to help fuel the country's power stations. But the potential of Iraq's vast oil fields, particularly in the south, is enormous. So too are the challenges.
You see, this is the main yard. This is one of our brand new rig. You see, the thieves is inside.
Jabbar Mohammed Hassan, the drilling manager with the state-run Iraqi drilling company, drives slowly over a narrow, rutted lane to a gated area at the Zubair oil field on the outskirts of Basra. Inside the gate, four men are stripping what little is left of a large generator. Like jackals dining on a carcass, the looters look up briefly, then go back to their prey, uninterested in Hassan. Around the men are the skeletal and charred remains of equipment and buildings that once housed important archives and data about Iraq's southern oil field, says Hassan.
This is the big problem. Now we have no document, we have no history. No history about our equipment, our company, the repairs, the maintenance.
Hassan says the looting of the rig started on March 22nd, one day after American troops moved into the area to secure the oil fields. And it hasn't stopped since, says Mustafa Al-Badr, the chief engineer and manager of the Iraqi drilling company.
They took all the engines, they took all the pumps, they took all the motors. They destroyed all the rigs. The parts which is they don't use it, they just broke it. And all of it because no protection, no security from the soldier, from the American or the British soldier.
Badr says he and other managers have regularly appealed to the British military stationed in the area, but to little avail. They've also appealed unsuccessfully to the U.S. military and private American contractors who they say often visit the oil fields. Badr and at least 12 other upper-level managers meet every couple days to talk about the situation. They gather in a tiny rest house near their former offices, says Badr.
My office, the British sit in it. And I have no place even to sit on it. And I don't know why. They said we came for liberty the Iraqi. But it seemed to me they came just to take my office.
The looting has only exacerbated the sinking feeling among many Iraqis that the country's oil is being pried from Iraqi hands. Oil workers say they have no idea who's in charge, who will run the industry, or when production will gear up. Every day, employees of the state-run South Oil Company show up at the offices in Basra, sign their names in a book, and then stand around talking, hoping for some information about the oil fields. For more than a decade, the South Oil Company pumped more than half of Iraq's oil, but the company's 14,000 employees haven't worked since the war began. They're not allowed to go to the fields until they get the okay from the British or American, says Ali Terish Amalaki, the manager of the company's legal and administrative office.
Because of the domination of the coalition troops, we cannot easily open all the wellheads available down there in the fields. Yes, we cannot easily move here and there.
Maliki says the workers have been paid for April. After that, though, their fate becomes murky. Maliki says the employees are professionals and people he's worked with for decades to help build and run the oil fields. Now, Maliki says, employees don't know when or if they will work again. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Basra.